Blog Talk Radio. And thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We thank you for tuning in to the show. If you're a first-time visitor, we really, really appreciate you tuning in and spending the next 27 minutes with us. And if you're a long-time listener, I thank you so very much as well. I could not do the show without you. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that we started in 2007, and it was fostered to help women to focus on their businesses, their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So thank you for tuning in to our show. If you would like to call in tonight, the call-in number is 1-347-850-8717. And if you're listening any other time besides Thursday night, March 31st, 2018, you will be listening from the archives. But you can always send me a message at icwdirector@gmail.com. Or you can just hit me up here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be more than happy to assist you and get back with you as soon as possible. Now, it is the end of March. It is March 31st, 2016. It is the ending of Women's National History Month, but as you know, our history continues on day after day. It just doesn't stop. So I want to salute all the women that are listening to our show, and also to give the men a round of applause for supporting us, all that we did. So thank you so very much. I'm excited about my show tonight. It will be yours truly, giving you some information about goals and strategies to make your finances more available to you, how you're going to get out of that deep, deep, dark hole that you've been in for so long, and how to make a difference in your life. So I really want you to get your paper and pencil ready. We're going to spring right into strategies for your financial . So tonight we're going to talk about finances and how do you get control of them. Now, you may need to do some things that you want to cut back on. And in order to do that, you have to make a decision to take control of your finances. Now, this may mean that you're going to start taking lunch to work. You're going to cut back on eating out at fancy restaurants. You're going to watch movies at home. So many people do that now with Netflix and all the wonderful programs that we have online, so that you will be able to cut. Because I think when people talk about having a budget, they get really concerned because they have to count every single penny. But trust me, there is magic when you conform to this madness that I'm talking about tonight, the madness of finance. So just think about it. When you start to do things differently, you're going to see a difference in your finances, the way that you think about things, your household, how you're going to run it, how you're going to stop that cash flow that is just drifting away. Now, you may need to take some different approaches as you go along because everybody is different. Some people don't like the word budget, so we're going to talk about a spending plan.
Now, how does that work, and how can you develop that plan? So if you have your pencils and paper ready, I'm going to share that with you as well. So the first thing you want to do is write down what your goal is for your financial future. Now, you know it's spring, so you're springing forward, and you're going to jump right in there, and you have to do that sometimes, because I know the winter months are a little bit slow, you take things a little bit more into consideration with the holidays, and you're going to spend time with family and friends, and that's great. We want to do that all throughout the year. We just don't stop doing that. But it says that we do more family things in the winter. And it's cool, so you have to plan things. So now that it's spring, you're going to want to get out and do things. And how can you do that? If I'm talking to you about a city, so once you start to write these things down and write your goals down, you can easily see how it can be manageable and how you can do that to help your family to spring forward in 2016. So let's get right to the spending plan. So what you want to do is write down what is important to you for your financial future for 2016. You're March 31st, so maybe set your goals for the next year. And you can do that by getting your calendar out and looking at pay periods. The case of successful planning is really not how much money you can do, but you know what you can do. So, if you're not saving, the first thing you want to do is put down a savings. And most of us have one, we just use it, and most of the years in banks, you can start one for $1,000. And you just go in and set it up. One performance for a week, or just say $79 per week. Now, it looks around really good until the holidays came, and then most of the people fell out. But that's okay, because we're not going to be that stuck. We're not able to stick to it. But the great thing that came out of that, be realistic with your goals, and if you don't meet your target, it's okay. If you only have 20 on your goals, please, you can put that in your savings. Because at the end of the year, you will really be surprised at how much you save. You started and did a 12-month program, it's easy math. So you will know exactly where you are with your savings. And I encourage you to make those things definitely check them out. And if even we'll do it in bank. Now, you're going to have to go out your way to go there. And if you do online, you don't even have to leave home. So the cool thing about it is you can do that and you can actually transfer that to your account. You never go there, you never touch it. And when you're thinking about your savings plan, some people say we need to have native. That's good, but this stands here, I think we need to have at least 1 year, 6 months, 1 year, 6 months. After that, anyone could lose their job, but it takes time to find another job. You may get a different job, but you may not need to get a different job. So you have to be prepared for that. And also, when you think about your finances, if you're the kind of person that has never saved before, this can only be a challenge for you. So you must make up your mind and know that this plan is not just for you, but it's also for your family. It's also for your future. You can even start with a shorter term goal, like 30 to 90 days. Doing that will actually help you to get familiar with how it feels to start that strategy. So just do what works for you. Make the best of it. Even if you don't complete it, at least you started it and you can always start over. It's like when you're on a diet. You do well until the holidays and then you kind of fall off. But the great thing is you already have this habit of dieting. And I'm not saying start this stuff, but I'm saying eating is different, having a lifestyle change. And once we begin to do that, you have to have a habit to change as well. Somebody is going to refinance your life. So just think about that. What's important to you? How are you going to stop that drainage of your fun, like your the fan in your hand? You know how you put fan in your hand and it just trickles away. And you wonder what happened. And too many times we let that happen because we don't know how to stop it. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to move forward. And I wanted to come tonight to talk a little bit about that. How are we going to make it better? It's spring, I'm excited. I know you're excited too. Good things are happening in our businesses. Good things are happening in our careers are being developed. So why not change our finances? Let's start with March 31st, 2016. Mark it down. This is the day, and you must make a commitment. This is the day that I'm going to make a difference in my life and the life of my family. I'm going to take these strategies that I hear tonight, and you can go online and look up others. There are all kinds of plans and budgets and strategies available to you. But I just wanted to share a little bit with the ladies, like, just to get you thinking about it. You don't want to play April Fool's jokes, okay? It's like, okay, I'm going to do that for tomorrow. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to get excited. You want to spring into action. You want to jump right into it. You're prepared to jump start. You want to jump start climbing. The way that's going to be a young lady, that's not going to talk about that. We're going to make a 1-year March 30th, 2016. March 30th, 2016.
Trying to get to the screen, kind of thing. And just here's the thing. Think about how you're going to change your life. So the next thing we're going to talk about, find cash whenever you can and move it to the next step. Now, you may have cash, and you may have some stocks and bonds and insurance policies that you haven't looked at in years. Look at them. Have someone to look at them. Have your financial advisor look at them if you don't have one. Or you can call me and I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Have somebody look at it. See what your terms are. If you're having a term policy that you've been paying on for 99 years and it has no value, so you may want to look at converting that into a life policy where you actually have benefits. And I won't go into that tonight, but there are all kinds of policies that you can use that in your life. Some of you may have heard of living benefits. And then most of the time, people relate to having long-term care, but there is a great difference then. Maybe I'll do a show about that. You need to know about money that you don't have to die to get. It's very important to us. We're living longer. We want to be able to have money. We don't want to have to be working at 80s and 90s, unless we want to. And that's the difference in wanting to work and having to work. I know for myself, I want to be able to retire and enjoy my life, not have to worry about how realistic how it will happen. Out and having someone to look at them. And if you would like, you know, we can have somebody help you with that. Reduce your housing costs. If you're a homeowner, check on your property taxes. Determine whether or not the assessment is fair. And for Virginia, we usually don't have a problem with that. If you think that is unfair, you know, you need to look into that. But refinance if you can, because interest rates are still low right now, if you're in that position where you're paying a higher interest rate, so you want to look at that. Save yourself some money and bank some of that money. Put it in that savings account so that you can start that plan of retirement. Because that's our ultimate goal. We work, and nowadays we're going to be working well into our 70s. Some people are working for their 80s. We're going to live in. So we want to be able to switch our lives. A lot of folks retire, they move to more retirement. And that's a good life. So you work so hard, and I want you to be able to. Some of us will not, because of health reasons or because of our family situation. But if you're able to, then do it. Go ahead. Do it. You know, just don't start your finances. Don't be afraid to do so. About their life. It's your life. You should be able to do that. I'm going to take a quick break, but you are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the Radio Talk Show. I'll be right back. Just joining me, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show with your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. Tonight we're talking about springing into your financial situation, making it better for you and your family. All the things that we can do to make our lives better,
it sometimes doesn't take a lot to do that. It just takes someone to give us information that we need. So that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm talking about your finances, getting started, March 31st, 2016. It's the end of National Women's History Month, so we've been talking about that throughout the month. Hope you've been enjoying the show. But tonight we're going to stay on target and talk about our finances, bringing forward, jump starting our finances, making a difference in our lives for our families. We talked a little bit about our savings, talked about credit, we talked about spending. So now we're going to talk about ways we can save some money. We talked about maybe refinancing if you're in that position. We talked about making some changes in your lifestyle. You know, some people want to diet, but they don't know how. So you have to have a lifestyle change. Diets don't work if you don't make changes. And surely crash diets don't work. So we don't ever want to do that, because all you do is lose, 15 pounds and then you gain 20 back because you didn't do it the proper way. So tonight we're going to talk about having a diet for your finances. You know, how are we going to find the extra money? What are we going to do to make sure that we're using the strategies that we've learned? We hear these things all the time. We go online and we look it up and we look at it, but we just don't do anything with it. So my goal tonight is to get you excited about springing forward, jumping into situation that you're in, making it different, changing it. Hopefully you're not in financial crisis, which some people are. And it's okay if you're there. Don't beat yourself up, because there's help available to you. So if you would like more information about changing your financial situation, you can give me a call. And the call-in number tonight is 1-347-850-8717. Or you can send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. My name is Francine Humphrey, and I will be more than happy to help you. The average American spends about 37% of their food budget in restaurants. And now a typical meal may cost you anywhere from $50 to $100 for just, you know, you and your hubby to go out and just have a dinner. So think about that. We do want you to go out and have a good time, but we want you to start thinking about that and putting that in your spending plan. So if you're going to go out once or twice a month, put it in your plan so that you begin to save money to go out to that nice restaurant. And start thinking about how you can do that. So is it more important for you to brown bag it for a couple of days throughout the month so that you can have a night out with your hubby or your girls and have a girls' night out? Or, you know, think about that. What's important to you? Because, see, that's going to make the difference in how you're able to stay on track with what you want to do. Each individual is different. We all have different needs. We all have different goals. So it's up to each of us to make sure that we're doing things that are good for us. So you have to set realistic goals, and you have to write them down. So we find that throughout the years, when studies have been done, and programs have been done on this topic, that people really can't do it because they never completely get all the components together. They have a part of it. They may have the idea to start saving money. They may find the strategies that they need. They may even write down some of the goals. But for some reason, they can't stay on that. It's just really hard to do that. And I understand that, being that I teach finances, I know what it's like to have someone tell you you can't spend X amount of dollars. You see, for a lot of folks, that does not work. So we don't tell you you have to get on a strict budget. We talk to you about a spending plan. Spend less, save more. And it's very simple. But you need to write the things down. What do you want to do? What's important to you? Now, surely individuals have become wealthy without having any goals at all. And we see that all the time. So you was like, why does that person have millions and millions of dollars and they just go by the seat of their hands? Well, sometimes, you know, they may have been born into that situation and they didn't really have to work for it. Or they just found something that really worked for them, and they kept repeating it over and over again. So they didn't have to have a whole lot of plans to go with that. So everything does not work for everybody. So you have to find what works for you. And I'm going to keep saying that because anybody knows that you have to focus your energies and your achievement on you and your family. So just think about that. What is it that you want for you and your family? So write it down. Write down your goals, and then write down when you're going to complete them. So if for any goal to be successful, you have to have a start date, and you have to have an ending date. And if you know anything about being successful, you have to look at the end first. So you look at the end to see what the result will be. If you do X, Y, Z, you will get the result that you want. But if you're only looking at how hard it is for you to start it, then nothing's going to happen because you're going to talk yourself out of it before you ever get started. So you must write it down, keep it simple, and know that even though you may have a plan in place, there may be other plans for you as well. So don't get stuck on it because you wrote it down and now it's etched in stone. No, nothing is ever etched in stone except the plans of our Lord above. But if you have written it down, you can tweak it. You can add things to it. You can take things away from it. But you have to stick to your plan. I always tell people, you know, they sometimes want to say you should have a backup plan, plan A, B, C, and D. I say have plan A and then have amendments to plan A. Because if you have plan A and then you've already started on plan B, that's because you knew plan A wasn't going to work. So if you have plan A, and there's nothing wrong with change, so you hear what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't change, but amend plan A. And you can have as many amendments as you need to make that plan successful. So are you planning for your future or are you just daydreaming? Are you ready to spring forward? Or are you going to stay stuck in the wintertime blues? I know for me, I'm ready to spring forward. I'm ready to jump into my new financial situation. It's not easy. I've set goals for myself. I made a commitment. And so now, tonight, I want you to think about what you want to do to make your life better. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of another Issues Concerning Women radio program. I am so excited to be with you. I will be having my small business classes every Thursday, and that will start in, not every Thursday, but every second Thursday in April, and that will be the finance class, and the small business classes are the last Tuesday of the month, so you should get your flyer for that. So thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure. God bless you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.